Welcome to St. Timothy's Episcopal Church, Danville, California. We are glad that you are here to experience Stations of the Cross. You will receive directions in a few moments to locate the start point. You can view the text of the guide by going to the homepage on www.sttimothysdanville.org. Please note that Timothy's does not have an apostrophe. There may also be printed copies of the guide in the box located at Station 1. Stations of the Cross. This devotion, known as the Way of the Cross, is an adaptation of the Stations of the Cross found in many churches. This prayer practice comes from customs initially observed by Jerusalem pilgrims. The first pilgrims offered specific prayers at the places associated with Jesus' passion and death, and the practice spread widely throughout Christianity. Station 1, Jesus is Condemned, is located at the southwest corner of the Meditation Garden. Station 1 is very close to the parking lot. If you head east from the flagpole, you will find it. The stations proceed in a counterclockwise direction from Stations 1 to Station 8. Station 9, Jesus is placed in the tomb, is located in the columbarium. To find Station 9, you will walk behind Grace House, our two-story building, and make a sharp 135-degree left turn at the ramp which leads down to the columbarium. The opening devotion at Station 1. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We will glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom is our salvation, our life, and our resurrection. Let us pray. Assist us mercifully with your help, O Lord God of our salvation, that we may enter with joy upon the contemplation of those mighty acts whereby you have given us life and immortality. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Station 1. Jesus is Condemned. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests, with the elders and scribes, and the whole council, held a consultation, and they bound Jesus, and led him away, and delivered him to Pilate. And they condemned him, and said, "He deserves to die." When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out, and sat down on the judgment seat, at a place called the Pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Then he handed Jesus over to them to be crucified. God did not spare God's own Son, but delivered him up for us all. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us. Station 2. Jesus accepts the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus went out bearing his own cross to the place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. Like a lamb he was led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is mute, so he opened not his mouth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and blessing. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose beloved Son willingly endured the agony and shame of the cross for our redemption, give us courage to take up our cross and follow him who lives and reigns for ever and ever. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us. Station 3. Jesus Falls. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and was born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is the Lord our God. Surely he has borne our griefs, and carried our sorrows. Let us pray. O God, you know us to be set in the midst of so many and great dangers, that by reason of the frailty of our nature, we cannot always stand upright. Grant us such strength and protection as may support us in all dangers, and carry us through all temptations, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us. Station 4. Simon the Cyrene carries the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. As they led Jesus away, they came upon a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Whoever does not bear their own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son came not to be served, but to serve, bless all who, following his steps, give themselves to the service of others, that with wisdom, patience, and courage, they may minister in his name to the suffering, the friendless, and the needy, for the love of him who laid down his life for us, your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us. Station 5. Jesus meets the holy women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. There followed after Jesus a great multitude of the people, and among them were women who bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy." Let us pray. Teach your church, O Lord, to mourn the sins of which it is guilty, and to repent and forsake them, that by your pardoning grace, the results of our iniquities may not be visited upon our children and our children's children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us. Station 6. Jesus is stripped. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. When they came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink, mingled with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And they divided his garments among them by casting lots. This was to fulfill the scripture which says, "They divided my garments among them. They cast lots for my clothing. They gave me gall to eat. And when I was thirsty, they gave me vinegar to drink." Let us pray. Lord God, whose blessed Son, our Saviour, gave his body to be whipped and his face to be spit upon, give us grace to accept joyfully the sufferings of the present time, confident of the glory that shall be revealed. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us. Station 7. Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. When they came to the place which is called the Skull, there they crucified him, and with him they crucified two criminals, one on the right and the other on the left, and Jesus between them. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, He was numbered among the transgressors. They pierced my hands and my feet. They stare and gloat over me. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your spirit, that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you. For the honour of your name. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us. Station 8. Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And when Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And then, crying with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And he bowed his head and handed over his spirit. Christ for us became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Let us pray. O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of the enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his resurrection, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us. To find Station 9, walk behind our two-story building from Station 8. Follow the crushed granite walkway to the paved walkway. After a few steps, take a sharp 135-degree left turn and follow the ramp down to the columbarium, the outdoor burial garden with fountain. Station 9 is on the east wall. Station 9. Jesus is placed in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb. You will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see corruption. Let us pray. O God, your blessed Son was laid in a tomb in a garden and rested on the Sabbath day. Grant that we, who have been buried with him in the waters of baptism, may find our perfect rest in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us. Final prayers. Concluding prayers at Station 9, remaining in the columbarium. Saviour of the world, by your cross and precious blood, you have redeemed us. Save us and help us, we humbly beseech you, O Lord. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have delivered us from the dominion of sin and death and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. And we pray that, as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his love he may raise us to eternal joys. who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. To Christ our Lord, who loves us and has washed us in his own blood and made us a kingdom of priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. You are invited to join us in worship. Please check www.sttimothysdanville.org for service times. And again, note that Timothy's does not have an apostrophe in the web address. You can also look on the homepage for other opportunities which might be of interest to you. Thank you for listening to Stations of the Cross. St. Timothy's Christian Community wishes you God's peace and a happy Easter.